Natchtag the Resurrection, your AQA GCSE RS guide. Intro music fades in and out. Host, hello and welcome to the GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your guide, and today we're tackling the single most important event in Christianity, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This isn't just a story, it's the bedrock of the Christian faith and a topic the AQA examiners love to test. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the what, the why, and crucially, how to get top marks. So let's get started. Short musical sting. Host. First, let's walk through the core narrative. Where do we find it? Primarily in the Gospels, with Luke 24 and John 20 being key texts for your exam. After Jesus' crucifixion on Good Friday, his body was placed in a tomb by a follower, Joseph of Arimathea. A huge stone was rolled across the entrance. On the third day, Sunday, women, including Mary Magdalene, went to the tomb to anoint the body, but they found the stone rolled away and the tomb empty. Angels appeared and told them Jesus had risen, just as he had promised. This wasn't just an empty tomb story. The Gospels record Jesus appearing to his disciples over a period of 40 days. A classic example you can use is Doubting Thomas from John chapter 20. He refused to believe Jesus was alive until he could physically touch Jesus' wounds. This is crucial evidence that candidates must use to argue for a bodily resurrection, not just a spiritual one. You will gain credit for explaining that he appeared in a physical, though glorified, form. So why does this matter so much? This is where you earn the big AO2 analysis marks. The key text you absolutely must memorize is from St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14. He writes, "And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith." The resurrection is the ultimate proof of Jesus' divinity. It validates his claim to be the Son of God. For Christians, it is the ultimate victory over the power of sin and death. Without it, as Paul argues, the entire Christian faith collapses. This links directly to the concept of salvation. For Christians, the resurrection is the source of hope for their own life after death. Paul, again in 1 Corinthians 15, talks about believers being raised with a spiritual body. It's vital you explain this isn't a ghost. It's a transformed, perfected, resurrected body fit for an eternal life with God. This belief directly impacts Christian practices today, like funeral services, which focus on the hope of resurrection, not just the finality of death. Sunday worship itself is held on the day of the resurrection, celebrating that victory every week. For top marks, you must also acknowledge different interpretations. Most traditional and evangelical Christians believe in a literal, bodily resurrection. However, some liberal Christians interpret it metaphorically. For them, the resurrection might mean that Jesus' teachings and spirit live on in the hearts of his followers and the church. Acknowledging this diversity of belief shows the examiner you have a nuanced understanding. Short musical sting. Host. Now for our exam tips section. Let's talk about common mistakes. First, candidates often conflate the resurrection with the ascension. The resurrection is Jesus rising from the dead. The ascension, 40 days later, is his return to God the Father in heaven. They are separate events. Don't mix them up. Second, avoid simply describing the resurrection as a miracle. That's too basic. You must explain its soteriological function. That's a great term to use. Its saving power. Explain why it matters for salvation. Third, for those 12-mark evaluation questions, you must include specific scriptural evidence. Quoting 1 Corinthians 15, verse 14 is a fantastic way to secure marks. Don't just say the Bible says. Give the specific source of wisdom and authority. And a final tip, in those 12-mark questions, use a clear structure. A good model is the farmyard approach. On one hand, some Christians believe this with evidence. On the other hand, other Christians interpret it differently with evidence. Then, write a justified conclusion that weighs up the arguments. For example, in conclusion, while liberal interpretations are valid, the traditional view of a bodily resurrection is more significant for the majority of Christians as it underpins the hope of a future life. Short musical sting. Host. Okay, are you ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? I'll ask a question, you pause and answer, then I'll give you the correct response. Let's go. Which gospel records the story of Doubting Thomas? Pause. Host. The Gospel of John, chapter 20. 2. What is the key Pauline text on the importance of the resurrection? Pause. Host. 1 Corinthians 15. 3. What is the term for an interpretation of the resurrection as a non-physical event? Pause. Host. Metaphorical or spiritual? 4. What event happened 40 days after the resurrection? Pause. Host, the ascension. How did you do? If you got all four, you're in a great position. Short musical sting. Host. So, to summarize, the resurrection is the cornerstone of Christianity, detailed in the Gospels and explained by St. Paul. It's understood as proof of Jesus' divinity and the defeat of death, offering hope of eternal life to believers. For your exam, you must know the narrative, explain its theological significance using scripture like 1 Corinthians 15, and be able to evaluate different Christian interpretations. Don't forget to distinguish it from the ascension and to structure your 12-mark answers carefully. That's all for today. Thanks for listening to the GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. Keep up the great work, and I'll see you next time. Intro music fades in and ends.